Welcome to Retire True North Radio. Here at True North Advisors, our mission is really straightforward: give you objective advice, help you make the most out of every single dollar you've saved up for retirement. We want you to feel truly informed, you know, not overwhelmed. Today, we're doing a deep dive into something we see as a pretty significant hidden threat to your retirement savings. We're talking about Social Security mistakes, common ones, errors that could be costing the average American, believe it or not, six figures. That's money that's rightfully yours.
Yeah, it's fascinating, actually, because this isn't just some small oversight we're talking about. Research shows that a huge majority of Americans, they're making really critical errors with their Social Security filing. So we're going to unpack why that's so common and, maybe more importantly, what you really need to know to avoid falling into that same trap.
Okay. So if you've ever wondered, you know, when is the best time to file? Or maybe you just thought, Social Security, it's simple, right? Get ready for some real aha moments today. We're going to explore the complexity here, the surprising stuff, and these connections that most people just completely miss. All right, let's unpack this then. This hidden threat, holding people back from potentially significant retirement income. What exactly is this threat we're zeroing in on today? Why is it so expensive?
So the second big hidden threat we're really tackling is these critical mistakes people make with Social Security. It sounds maybe administrative, but the numbers are stark. It's costing the average American about $182,000 in retirement income. Mm-hmm. And honestly, this situation could get a whole lot worse if it's not addressed properly. The core issue is that filing for Social Security, it's way, way more complicated than most people think. There's a Forbes economist, Lawrence Kotlikoff, who really highlighted this. He found there are 2,728 rules, just rules in the Social Security handbook.
Wait, 2,728?
Yep. And then, get this, hundreds of thousands of rules about those rules.
Yep.
Wow. That's just an incredible number of rules. So what's the result of all that complexity for, you know, the average person trying to figure this out?
Well, the result is confusion, mostly. I mean, right. These rules are written by lawyers, by bureaucrats. The language isn't exactly user-friendly, right?
Right.
Kotlikoff's research basically found that most Americans are flying completely blind when it comes time to collect Social Security.
It's not about being smart or not. The system itself is just dense, and that's why. That's why the typical worker is leaving, on average, $182,000 in lifetime discretionary income on the table just by filing at the wrong time.
$182,000. That is such a substantial amount. And, you know, if you're listening and thinking, oh, that won't be me, maybe think again, because Kotlikoff found 94% of Americans make this filing mistake. 94%. It sounds incredibly easy to get wrong and maybe very hard to get right.
Yeah.
I think, like you said, a lot of people just operate under this assumption, you know, the longer you wait, the bigger the check. Is that the only thing? Is that the whole story? Mm. That is what most people think. And look, it's partially true. Waiting does increase your monthly benefit up to age 70. But it is definitely not the only factor. And often, it's not even the best strategy for your overall financial health. This is exactly where that critical connection to your complete retirement plan, your whole picture, really comes in. If you just wait, right, just to maximize that Social Security check without thinking about taxes, you could end up mailing a big chunk of that benefit right back to the IRS every month.
Okay, so hold on. Your Social Security benefits themselves can actually be taxable? How does that work?
Precisely. Yes, they can be, depending on your total income in retirement. You could owe taxes on up to 85% of your Social Security benefits, which means you're left with a lot less money than you maybe thought you'd have. And that could force you to dip into your other savings, your IRAs, your 401ks, even faster than you planned. See, your Social Security income gets added on top of your withdrawals from things like IRAs and 401ks. Plus, any other income, maybe interest, dividends, rental income, whatever. Mm-hmm. The more total income you show, the higher your taxes could be, including the tax on your Social Security.
Okay, that raises a really important question then. For people listening who have saved diligently, maybe they have substantial savings in those traditional IRAs or 401ks. How does this interaction really affect the planning?
It becomes absolutely critical. The more money you have sitting in those tax-deferred accounts, like your IRA or 401k, the more vital it is to have a specific plan, a strategy for how you're going to take that money out in retirement. Because you really, really don't want to trigger something called the tax torpedo.
Okay, the tax torpedo. Now, this is where it gets, I think, really interesting and maybe a bit scary for folks. What exactly is that? Why should our listeners be aware of it?
The tax torpedo, it happens when your Social Security check becomes kind of the tipping point. It's the thing that pushes your overall income just high enough that not only does more of your Social Security become taxable, but it can actually bump you into a higher overall tax bracket.
Mm.
So this seemingly small decision about when to file or how much to pull from an IRA, it can have this domino effect. It's not just about the tax on that one extra dollar you took out. It could significantly increase the taxes you pay on all your IRA and 401k withdrawals. It can increase your marginal tax rate, maybe even your capital gains taxes. And in some cases, it could even double or triple your Medicare premiums.
Wow, double or triple Medicare premiums. I bet a lot of people have absolutely no idea about that connection. The idea that filing for Social Security could ripple out and affect something like Medicare costs,
yeah,
that's truly surprising.
They don't know. And that's exactly why understanding this complex interplay, is just so vital. It really underscores why your Social Security decision isn't just about get the biggest check possible. No, it's about optimizing your entire financial strategy in retirement, everything working together.
Okay, so let's recap this a bit. What does this all mean for you listening right now? We've kind of uncovered how Social Security is way more complex than it looks on the surface. How simple mistakes or maybe uninformed decisions can cost you potentially over $182,000. And how not connecting it to tax planning can lead to this surprising and costly tax torpedo.
Exactly. And if we connect that to the bigger picture, it just highlights that every piece of your retirement puzzle, your Social Security, yes, but also your savings withdrawals, your tax planning, even healthcare costs, it all needs to work together. You want a coordinated strategy to protect the income you've worked so hard for, and frankly, to avoid paying unnecessary taxes.
And the good news is, you absolutely don't have to try and figure out these, you know, thousands of rules and potential pitfalls all by yourself. Our team here at True North Advisors, well, this is what we do. We're here to provide that straightforward, objective advice you need. If you're ready to make sure your Social Security plan is fully integrated, really woven into your complete retirement picture, we invite you to schedule a complimentary retirement analysis with us. It's no obligation. Just give us a call at 864-800-1831. You can connect with a True North advisor today. Again, that's 864-800-1831.
And maybe as you consider your next steps, just think about this question. Is your current plan for Social Security, or the decision you've already made, is it truly part of a comprehensive taxware financial strategy? Or maybe could you inadvertently be leaving money on the table? Or perhaps setting yourself up for higher taxes, higher Medicare premiums down the road? It's definitely a question worth exploring for your peace of mind, really.